Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Program. I'm Lori Rubenson, having fun talking sports, having fun with you here on The Fan at 888-808-1019. That is the phone number, 888-808-1019. And when you call it, you will have the pleasure of speaking to Mr. Pete Kennedy behind the glass. He's triple threat tonight. He's producing. He's working the board. He's on the phones. I mean, honestly, the daytime producing is for, frankly, you know, it's a little soft. The nighttime guys are where it's at. That is a more demanding job. I'm just saying. So you got Pete back there. Tonight we're doing a little bit of a simultaneous. We'll have games on. We'll be talking to you. We'll have some guests. Definitely your calls. Of course, we got the Mets on Sunday night. Baseball so far, it's the rubber game here, Zippo after the first couple games of these series being more high scoring. We're going to start off with a lot of Yankees, that's called counter-programming. Figuring, if you're a Yankee fan, you know, you want to talk about the Yankees. They played earlier. Frankly, I mean, it's hard to remember they played so early, 11:30 in the morning for a baseball game. It's actually a really fun game, but 11:30 in the morning, and this time, hopefully you had Roku as your streaming service that you were paying attention to. You can't really be hungover and sleep in and wake up for a morning baseball game, and then you're like, oh man, where is it? Where am I going to find this game? They don't make it easy for you. I'm not complaining too much. It was free. I didn't have to pay for it, but still, I have to track it down. Anyway, Yankees with a good win, good team win, led by Shoeless Jazz Chisholm running out of his shoes on the base paths. So good win there. What did we learn about Will Warren? What have we been learning about Will Warren in that game so far this season? I'm going to talk about a couple of this game on Sunday, but another one that really struck me that you may be surprised about from earlier in the season because you're like, that game? But things we're learning about Will Warren that I think are important. So we're going to talk about that. And I will have a guest for you coming up at around 9 o'clock. Dave Lennon was there today. And he's been covering the baseball columnist from Newsday, covering the Yankees at the moment with them being in town and all that. And so we'll talk Yankees and a little Mets with Dave Lennon, most of the Yankees there. And then coming up, of course, the other thing. I feel like there's some other game going on tonight, Pete. What is it? The Mets are on national TV. Game 7, NBA Finals. We have a Game 7. It doesn't happen that often that you get a Game 7 NBA Finals. And look, if you're a Knicks fan like I am, you're breaking out a little in hives over this whole NBA Finals with the Pacers thing. But on the other hand, there's former Knicks on both teams. I don't know. So I'll just toss that out there as a question for all of you, is who are you rooting for tonight? Game 7, history. I would say this, one of the funnest parts about doing a Sunday night show for me, for the past 18 years, I've been on the air here at WFAN for 18 years. I would say I've had my time slot here in Sunday nights for, it's probably like 17 years. And one of the fun things is that oftentimes championships are won on Sunday nights. It's a big sports night. So obviously Super Bowls. Yeah, I mean, that's always Sunday. But an NBA Finals could be any day of the week. Here, this one's happening on a Sunday. And the thing that I always talk about when it's a championship is that legacy, somebody's legacy is going to change. The narrative, the discussion, how we talk about them and their career. Sometimes it's enough to push someone over the top and make them a Hall of Famer. Sometimes it's enough to push somebody into an all-time great conversation. Sometimes it's enough to put someone early in their career on a pace where we look at it and say, wow, what could that be? Could that person at some point turn into being an all-time great, a top 10, a top 15, top 20 player of all time? All those kinds of things. So legacy. And then the opposite. When coaches, players choke, things go badly, poorly. What does that do to narratives and legacy? So there's all of that. And then, of course, with this, because I am sitting here, by the way, in New York City, and that's annoying. Mets had two on and hit a ground ball, and they're out of the inning there. Nothing, still zip-zip in the baseball game. So with the basketball game, though, I am sitting here in New York City, and, of course, New York City being the home of the New York Knicks. So we always also look at things through a New York-centric lens. And so that's another question that I have for you all is if the Pacers win, Pacers who obviously knocked out the Knicks in the last round in the Eastern Conference Finals, if the Pacers win, does it change in any way how you think about and process the Knicks season, getting eliminated by the team that ultimately won the title? Does it change how you think about the Knicks' decision to fire Tom Thibodeau, their head coach, if they lost to the team that eventually won the title? And then opposite of that, if the Pacers lose to the Thunder, does it change in any way how you feel about the next season? So we're going to get into all of that. And I'm going to get that game. Let me get that game. I mean, it says 8 o'clock, but you know, with the way things work, they're not going to start for a while on that one. I'll get that one fired up. I'm going to have the Mets game, in case you want to picture it in your mind's eye. I'll have the Mets game on the TV here in the studio, and I was just chatting with Keith. I'll be flipping back and forth, but I also will probably put the basketball game on my phone. So I've got both of those, and then I'll have all the stats going on and everything like that on the computer. And then, so that my brain doesn't completely explode, I'm mostly going to be paying attention and fired up and talking to you all. So all of that's going to be swirling around. But we're going to talk about that, and I will have a basketball guest for you. That's coming up in the 11 o'clock hour. Zach Braziller from the New York Post. I want to talk about all things basketball. He comes top of mind to me because, oh, by the way, Kevin Durant. I mean, you want to talk about players who are in the conversation, you know, all-time great NBA players, top 20 players all-time, great, great NBA players. And Kevin Durant, it feels like at this point, I don't know, it feels like he's played for half the teams in the league. I know that's not true, but oh my God, for a superstar, he moves a lot. But Kevin Durant trade going down today. So that's current. And what, you know, well, at some point I will give you my assessment of that, like who wins, who loses this trade from a Suns standpoint, from a Rockets standpoint. He got traded to the Houston Rockets. That was one of the destinations that he wanted. What does that do for sort of the balance of power in the NBA as we look ahead to next season? So we'll get into all of that, Knicks coaching search, all of that, and the basketball. So that's sort of the lay of the land, plus your calls. You can also hit me up on Twitter, at L. Rubinson. And we have our first run in the Mets game, by the way, the bad guys. Kyle Schwarber just went deep. Mets are down 1-0. Got to find a way. David Peterson, look, he's having an excellent season. And so he gives up a run, but Mets need to find a way to bounce back. This is an important game, I think, for the Mets. They bust out of their doldrums and slump yesterday, obviously, the bats go off. Seven solo home runs in that game. And Juan Soto goes bananas. But that's one game. That's nice. They scored a lot of runs yesterday. One game. But for this to take this, you know, are they out of it type of slump after what happened in Atlanta, losing three games, you need to take this series. You have David Peterson on the mound. The Mets have been hit with a lot of pitching issues and injuries. And you have David Peterson on the mound. They need to win this game. So we'll get into that. All right. We've got the Pacers game. They have started that one off. 9:45 in. Pacers and Thunder. Pacers are up 5-2. We're very early there. We'll keep you up on that. And your calls, 888-808-1019. By the way, I'm gonna hop to your calls in just a second. One other nod. I promised Sean Marash I would do this. I am a woman of my word, which is, I don't know if you were paying attention, Evan and Tiki, Marash, Lou Gower, Evan and Tiki show, they did their Who is the King of New York contest, you know, vote. And they ask us all, and everybody weighs in, and Aaron Judge, who shall be known on this program just for tonight as King Judge, did indeed, King Judge, win the vote. But then, if you were listening, when they did the vote count, Sean Marash, who wanted to rub everybody's faces in it because he won, Evan lost. Evan and others were suggesting, and Lou Gower, that it was actually Jalen Brunson who was the King of New York. Marash insisted on reading out who here at the station voted for Brunson. So, in other words, who lost? And I will confess, I was one of the people who voted for Jalen Brunson. And so, yeah, I admit it. I voted for Jalen Brunson. And I'll give you, I did say to Sean that just for tonight, I will refer to Aaron Judge as King Judge. I will give him his due. And then I probably won't remember to do it again after tonight, except knowing me and how my brain works. If Aaron Judge has one of those, like, bananas games or weeks where he just goes crazy, I'll probably let a King Judge slip every once in a while on the program. But I also will admit, if he has one of those nights where, he struck out and hit into a double play and let the team down, especially when we get to October, I may facetiously use that name at some point. I'm just saying. So I confess I was one of them. And here, my rationale on voting for Brunson over Judge was this, before the Yankee fans get upset. The rationale was as simple as this. Aaron Judge is the best baseball player right now in the world. He's the best baseball player in the world. Best player in the game. I don't really think people can want to at me on Shohei Ohtani and whatever, but right now Aaron Judge is the best baseball player in the game. To me that seems pretty obvious. So why didn't I vote for him as the King of New York City? And the reason is that Aaron Judge is the best baseball player in the world, in the country. But when it comes to New York City, we have two baseball teams. We are very divided as a city, Mets and Yankees. So, look, you want to say there are more Yankee fans than Mets fans if we did a poll. But in terms of ardent, passionate fans, certainly Mets fans, super passionate. And it is a debate in our city. We are split and divided as a city, Yankee fans, Mets fans. And we see that play out, the Subway Series, all of this or whatever. Phone calls to the station. Yankees and Mets fans. When it comes to basketball, and now if you're a Nets fan right now, you might want to just, like, you know, I don't know, hold your ears for a second. When it comes to basketball, that's not the case. I know that the Nets exist. I'm not trying to be, like, an a-hole about this. But we're really not divided as a city. We're just not. We're a Knicks city. It is the one team, the Knicks, that unite us as a city. The Knicks are the thing that, like, Rangers and Islanders fans can agree on, Jets and Giants fans can agree on, Yankees and Mets fans can agree on, just about everybody, if you care about basketball, if you follow the NBA, you're a Knicks fan. That's our team, our one team as a city that unites us. And so to me, in terms of who would be the king of New York City, not best player, there's no doubt. Aaron Judge is a better baseball player in baseball relative to the league than Jalen Brunson is in the NBA. Jalen Brunson's great. He's an all-NBA player, top 10 player in the league. But we're talking about one guy who's a top 10, and we're talking about another who's a one of one. So Aaron Judge, best player. But we have a divided city for baseball. Sorry. To me, Jalen Brunson, king of New York, the player that unites us, and also the one who had more of a transformational, like in terms of who do Knicks fans and New Yorkers feel this debt of gratitude towards? You know, the Knicks were wandering in the basketball wilderness for the better part of two decades as a joke, as a laughingstock, a punchline. And along comes, yes, Tom Thibodeau and Leon Rose and Julius Randle. But Jalen Brunson comes along and becomes the superstar that we needed. Who then takes the discount contract, becomes the captain, all NBA, all of that. And so, Jalen Brunson, that was my vote. However, I lost. The Aaron Judge contingent won, and therefore, for the better part of this program, for the rest of this program, Aaron Judge will heretofore be referred to as King Judge. There you go. Philly's about to generate another run. Not looking so good here for the Mets. They're down 2-0 in the fourth inning. 888-808-1019. Let's grab a call before we take a break. First call is Dan in Hicksville. What's going on, Dan?
Hello, how are you doing tonight?
I'm doing fine, Dan. What do you want to talk about?
Okay, I want to talk about the Knicks right now. I'm listening to Stevenson McPherson on the earlier show. I'm a diehard Knicks fan, 30 yep. years. You know, yep. To even to be thinking about Jalen Brunson not being a part of this team, it makes me want to vomit. I mean, you got to be kidding me.
Well, obviously, you just heard me say, I think he's the king of New York. Right. So obviously, I don't think he's getting traded.
I know. I thought about this like in that 10 minutes ago while waiting, but it's just mind-boggling, you know?
I
want to answer your question.
The question that would be out there on the table, not for now, but at some point, will be Karl Anthony Towns. And the question will be, for Pete's sake, Peterson now is scuffling there in the Mets game. Just gave up a home run. But I think the question will be, Dan, whether Jalen Brunson and Karl Anthony Towns can properly coexist. And that's
question.
But I think that what the Knicks want to do, and the reason they made the coaching change, is with a new coach, can those two talents be maximized? They're only given another year with this team. And then if they can't, then they'll trade, I think, Cat, not Brunson.
You know why they got rid of Thibodeau? Because I'm going to answer your question that you were just previously stating. As a diehard Knicks fan, I want to see, if the Pacers win this championship, how am I going to view next season? Tell you right now, I'm going to look at it like, you know what? They're my rivalry. I've been dealing with this team since I was 10. I mean, if they win a championship, then you know what? Why not us? But if the Thunder win, like you said, what am I going to do?
Yeah.
I'm going to be like, you know what? I got to step up my game. I got to figure it out because, you know, I mean, that's how I'm looking at it.
So here's how I'm looking at it, Dan, and thanks for the call. But other people, so Dan, that's Dan's way in. Dan's saying if Indiana wins game seven, why not us for Knicks fans? If the Thunder win, then that's not the team that beat you. And that was the team that embarrassed the Knicks during the regular season. So you got to step up your game. That's how Dan is going to look at this. You know what? We've got Jay, Moose, and Jacob on hold. I'll tell you what. I'm going to do the old super annoying thing. I'm going to do what's called the cliffhanger. I'm going to tell you what I think about win or lose. What does it mean, in my opinion, for the Knicks? But we're going to do that when we come back in just a moment.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.